Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Shmini, we have 16 psukim. This week's Parsha is a continuation of last week's Parsha. At the end of last week's Parsha, we heard about the Miluim ceremony, where Moshe acted as the Kohen Gadol for 7 days as he inaugurated Aharon and Aharon's sons and the Mishkan and all of the Kalim. That was for 7 days. And our Parsha and our Aliyah begin now on the day after that, on the 8th day. Parshat Shmini, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. In this Aliyah, Moshe calls all of Bnei Yisrael to the Mishkan to witness the Shechina descend upon the Mishkan, and Aaron brings certain korbanos in preparation for the Shechina's arrival, so to speak. In the beginning of our parsha, after Moshe told Aaron and Bnei Yisrael which korbanos they're supposed to bring, the Torah says in Perek Tet, Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Moshe, Ze Hadavar, this is the thing, says Moshe, Asher Tziva Hashem Ta'asu, this is the thing which Hashem commanded you, V'yera Aleichem Kvod Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. However, this pasuk seems strange. What does Moshe mean when he says, this is what you must do so that the Shechina will dwell among you? What's the this? The Sifra, also sometimes called the Toras Kohanim, and the Yalkut Shimoni, both Midrashim. Both Midrashim on our Parsha explain Moshe's statement as follows. Amar Lahem Moshe Li Yisrael, Oto Yetzer Hara, Ha'aviru Milibchem, remove that Yetzer Hara from your heart in order for the Shechina to dwell among you. And again, what does that mean? Which Yetzer Hara must they remove? What part of their Yetzer Hara? What are we talking about? Many Mefarshim offer various beautiful explanations to this Medrash for this brief FMT. I'd like to share a summary of a beautiful explanation of Rav Shimon Schwab. He died in 1995. And it's in his Sefer Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva on this Parsha. Rav Schwab says that the Yetzer Hara that Moshe was referring to was the Yetzer Hara to love Hashem too much. Yes, to love Hashem. What does that mean? Excuse me. Rav Schwab quotes the Medrash in a number of places. Ahava mekalkelet et hashura. Love causes people sometimes not to think straight, to do things they normally wouldn't do. For example, in a positive sense, Avraham saddled his own donkey. Avraham saddled his own donkey in Parshas Vayera before he traveled to Dua Keres Yitzchak. He didn't need to saddle his own donkey. He was an extremely wealthy man. Many other people could have done it. But Ahava mekalkelet et ashura. Love causes us sometimes to do things that are out of line. And here as well, but in a negative sense, unbounded love, uncontrolled love, can cause someone to omit or not pay attention to certain details in their Shmiras HaMitzvos. Love that is not balanced with healthy Yira can be very dangerous. Rav Schwab says that that is one of the problems that we will hear about later in our Parsha. It's what caused Nadav and Avihu to bring an unwelcome fire in the Mishkan. That same Medrash in the Toras Kohanim says in the next parak that Nadav and Avihu wanted lehosif ahava al ahava. It was their love, their unbounded love, that caused them to bring Toras that Hashem never asked for. And that, says Rav Schwab, is what Moshe is saying here in our Aliyah. The Mishkan is complete. The Kohanim are being inaugurated. Aaron is becoming the Kohen Gadol. You are filled with love for Hashem, and that's incredible. However, Oto Yetzer Hara, Ha'aviru Milibchem. Be careful, says Moshe. That love is beautiful. But if it's not balanced with Yira, it can turn into the Yetzer Hara, and it can cause you to do things that will get you farther from Hashem, God forbid, and not closer. Rav Schwab, based on this idea, relates a story about Rav Chaim Volozhin. He died in 1821, and when he wanted to start a new yeshiva in Volozhin, the Volozhiner Yeshiva, it's in today's Belarus. So Rav Chaim spoke to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon died in 1797, and the Vilna Gaon was not too excited about it. He wasn't wholeheartedly supportive. So Reb Chaim left, and he was pretty dejected. So after a long time, the Vilna Gaon asked Reb Chaim, "How's your yeshiva coming along?" And Reb Chaim said, "No, I never opened it." because you, my Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, you weren't so excited about it the last time we met. And the Vilna Gaon said, yes, when you first presented the idea, you were so excited, so enthusiastic, so eager that I didn't know necessarily if it came from the right place. And now that I see you, and now that I continue to hear about this yeshiva, I see that it's coming from the right place. Love for something is amazing. It's critical in our avoda. But the Vilna Gaon said he was afraid that it was too much. Perhaps it was not properly balanced with yira and with discipline. So originally the Vilna Gaon was not so crazy about the idea. But now, said the Vilna Gaon, I see that your enthusiasm and love are coming from a holy place, so I can support it wholeheartedly. And the rest, of course, is history. What an incredible message from Rav Shimon Schwab. Have an amazing day. Shavua Tov, everyone.